Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue, and I'm your host, Mehdi. Today, we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the early history of the Muslims, Imam Hasan al-Askari, alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. Imam Hasan ibn Ali al-Askari alayhi salam, the father of the 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, was the 11th Imam of the infallible Imams from the Ahlul Bayt of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. The blessed and pious Imam carried the banner of Islam, undertook the goals of the religion, and sacrificed his life unto this way. He was indeed a fountainhead of knowledge and wisdom. He faced many incredible difficulties and tragedies and hardships in order to spread and promote and keep intact the high values and goals of the religion of Islam. Truly, there are so many countless favors that have been bestowed upon the Muslims by the divinely appointed Imams, the infallible and immaculate Imams, including Imam Hasan al-Askari, alayhi salam. Welcome back. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So we are talking about the dialogues of Imam Hasan ibn Ali al-Askari alayhi salam, the 11th divinely appointed Imam. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. We have this conversation that Imam Askari alayhi salam, he has with the people and the Shias of Qom. And what's really interesting here is that the people of Qom, for a very long time and a very long period in history, have been the supporters of the Imams alayhim salam, and they have been staunch Shias of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. And so in this interesting conversation that takes place, we find that Imam Askari alayhi salam, of course, he alludes to certain things that a human being should be grateful for, that a mu'min and a believer should be grateful for, that a Shia who believes in the 12 Imams alayhim salam should be grateful for. And he speaks about this very specifically, saying that it is Allah the Almighty's generosity and kindness and mercy and grace and blessings and favor really upon humanity and the Muslims and the Shias most especially, that it is Allah who has planted into the hearts of the ancestors. Now he's talking about to the people of Qom, but he has planted into the hearts of your ancestors, and Allah has planted in the hearts of your living offspring the love of the pure progeny of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And this is something that, you know, really we take for granted. We very rarely think about this specific blessing, the blessing that, you know, for the most part, or generally, our parents had the love of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, and that our children, for the most part, have the love for the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, and that we ourselves also have the love of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. Most of the time, we're thinking about thanking Allah for things such as wealth and property and our spouses, children, you know, our jobs, the things that we have in our life, the various different relationships that we have. We end up thanking Allah the Almighty for these things. And of course, these are things that most definitely need to be thanked for. They must be thanked for, because they are all these blessings that the Almighty God, Allah the Exalted, has provided for each and every single one of us. Even health, being able to breathe, being able to see, being able to hear, These are all various different blessings that God has given us that even, you know, sometimes we don't even really are grateful for these things. But here, Imam Hassan ibn Ali al-Askari alayhi salam, he talks about the blessing of having the love for the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam as something that is one of Allah's greatest gifts, greatest blessings, and greatest, favors that he has done upon all of humanity, but most especially the Shia of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Askari alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. Now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
What I want to do today is I want to look at one particular tradition in which the Imam alayhi salam discusses qualities that he expects in the Shia. The first thing he says, Usikum bitaqwallah, that I advise my Shia to have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taqwa is something we talk about all the time. We hear about it all the time. Hence, it must be that important. You understand or no? Yeah, it would not be talked about so much if taqwa was not so important. How do we simply understand what taqwa is? Taqwa, to simply put it, it means to remember God more frequently. That's what taqwa is. Just to remember Him more often. Remind ourselves of His greatness. Remind ourselves of His kindness. Remind ourselves of how much He loves us. Remind ourselves of how much He does for us, and supplement that reminder by reminding ourselves of how needy we are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, how needy we are for His kindness, how needy we are for everything that God provides. It's this constant reminders of this that creates more consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what taqwa is, right? We have iman. We have all of these things, but what happens is that periodically throughout the day, we just tend to forget about God. You know what I mean? Not that we do anything haram, but I just don't remember Him as frequently. Doesn't mean I have to be on my musalla, but I'm telling you, the effect of just remembering God more often is profound in our lives. It's absolutely profound. It's absolutely life-altering if I can just more frequently remember God, right? And how do I do that? By reminding myself to remember God. You understand? Like it's actively reminding myself to remember God more frequently. That's how taqwa is created. It's really not that complicated, okay? How do we bring that into practicality, right? So I think at a minimum, 3 times a day we remember God, don't we? Fajr, Dhuhr and Asr, and Maghrib and Isha. We remember God in these times.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.